what Chris is going to take all of the first team reps today, or do you think it's
I was just told, here you go, you're off pup, and a little ceremony, maybe a little cake, and I don't know as far as repetitions or anything like that. I just know that I'll be in pads and I'll be out there with my team.
Chris, did your duration of the training camp help surprise you at all? Did you kind of know going in a week or so?
That's what I pretty much expected. The other thing is I still feel good, and there were no setbacks, and everything has gone as planned, and I'm comfortable with going back out there and resuming football activity.
What are the things you'll be thinking about in your mind as you actually go out there and start doing things? I guess full pads today, right? So there'll be a little bit of hitting. I mean, what are you anticipating?
This is the time just to get the rust off. I haven't. Last time I was in a meaningful stance was in December, so. Just take this time and just do what I do every August and just knock the rust off and get my body right.
You've been here for a while. How much is this organization in sync with a player when it comes to deciding when to come back after being injured?
I mean, they definitely put the player's interest first, and that being their health, and you don't want to rush someone back and then have a setback, and then you're lingering on throughout the course of the season. So they sit down with you, they talk about it, you come up with a plan together, one that works for both sides, it just makes sense, and that that starts with Ronnie Barnes, the head trainer, and Jerry Reese, Coach Coughlin, they're all have that interest in mind, and that's the player's health.